Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
That's right. Presented by the On Time Experts. It is a brand new edition of the Love the Star podcast. Great to have you in. And I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus, on the heels of the Cowboys disaster in Denver. We get to look forward to another team that has the Cowboys number. I believe it's L's in 7 of the last 8 opportunities versus the Arizona Cardinals. And we'll see if Kyler Murray's able to play. He's been banged up, but we know how he feels right at home at AT&T Stadium for all those years in high school and in college and in the NFL. That is a place where all he can do is find victories. Broaddus, good morning.
Good morning there, Eric. How you doing, sir? We moved from one difficult opponent through history of the Cowboys to another difficult opponent. Well, there was a time back in the day when the old St. Louis Cardinals, when I was growing up in the 70s, St. Louis Cardinals were at times not very good, and then they got a team where they had guys like Jim Hart and Roger Worley, and they had some Pro Bowl type players. They got a little better, and then they moved that team to Arizona, and then all of a sudden it was there was some things going on there where They kind of got after the Cowboys a little bit, but then the teams kind of started fading a little bit and still get after the Cowboys. So kind of a unique history when you play against the Chicago, St. Louis, and now Arizona Cardinals.
Broaddus, of course, reporting live from the Crown Global Media Studios. Make sure you give him a sub on the YouTube there, doing fantastic work as always. And he will be giving us a breakdown of the Arizona offense coming up here in just a few minutes, but just doing some Cowboys housekeeping here. Brought us the defense once again being as bad as you could really ever imagine. They're dealing with the injuries, of course, in the secondary, and that is a big part of it. But I mean, they made Denver look incredible. Denver's an offense that doesn't trust their quarterback generally, hasn't run the ball all that well. They throw the ball at the line of scrimmage at a rapid rate. They throw screens all the time. And Sean Payton looked at the Cowboys defense and said, no, even Bo Nix can have a beautiful day through the air, pushing the ball down the field, and the run game can get going because it's a get right game when you play this Cowboys defense. You still have the Trayvon Diggs situation that's lurking. You have the trade deadline that is lurking around the corner. And I don't know where the Cowboys are at right now. They're kind of denying any idea that they're going to be in the mix for anything. Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ on the Cowboys flagship 105.3 The Fan saying there's no deal at all that he can see right now. Do they want to trade for a linebacker? No, not at all, but possibly so. So they're playing that game right now. We will have Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, on our show in the G-Bag Nation later this Wednesday afternoon. And if you miss that, we will put that in the Love of the Star feed. So you can take a listen to that as early as probably later tonight, Wednesday night, and get the scoop on where things are at as we stand now under a week from the NFL trade deadline. But where are you at right now with this defense, Broadus? And in terms of, I mean, hey, shout out to the rookie, Donovan Ezeraku, who is starting to come on. But the defense is so bad, we can't even really enjoy it and appreciate it. But I did want to give a tip of the cap to the rook, Ezeraku, who's, he's been really solid in the run game for much of the season. But then all of a sudden now you're seeing the pass rush stuff. He got after Nix a couple of times, and that was really, really encouraging. But how are you approaching this defense now, Broadus? And anything you want to see different?
Yeah, I mean, it's being different, Eric, would probably require some better health. You know, we need to, you know, better, you know, the return at some point of Overshown. We'll see what the situation is with Butler, you know, and how that all kind of, you know, plays out. You know, they're going to need to get some healthy bodies back. I was, you know, reaching out to some guys this morning, just kind of trying to get an idea. We'll see that likely that any type of, and this is going to sound terrible, but any likely improvement will probably be with guys coming back. We'll see if what the trade deadline builds here. We'll see there's always the anticipation that, oh, hey, you know, we're going to do something. We're going to be out there. Me personally, I think the trade deadline, and we had Shireen Williams on yesterday at 105.3 The Fan on the G-Bag Nation. I thought she made an excellent point. Trade deadline is not, it's too close. It needs to be further back. They need to move it back, you know, another maybe 2 weeks, because right now with all the parity in the National Football League, you know, even teams like the Cowboys at 3-4-1 feel like that they're still in it. You know, they still have a chance. And there used to be a time where if you were a couple games, 2-3 games below 500, that you were like, this is not going anywhere. So, you know, teams just aren't interested in moving. Dallas, I think, would be interested in trading and trying to help their team. But is everybody else willing to do that right now? And that's the big question. That's how you, I think that it would be a nice way to fix your defense if you can trade, and then you could also get those injured players back in the mix. I think would be big because at Denver, the Denver game, the secondary wasn't even, with the exception of Bland, it just wasn't even really an NFL secondary. I mean, they really, really, really struggled. You know, Denver did a great job of attacking your secondary. They had a great job of attacking your run defense. You know, obviously Dallas is in a really bad spot. Coaching has something to do with it. The way the players are playing has something to do with it. I don't know. I don't think there's any quick fix, but I think there's some options you know, if they want to go that route, and the options being to try and convince somebody to give up a player or two. And I don't know if teams are necessarily interested in doing that right now.
Yeah, I mean, as you look at it right now, I would say the New Orleans Saints, the New York Jets, the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, the Miami Dolphins, perhaps even the Giants, even though they're in your division, so maybe you cancel that one out a little bit. And then even Vegas with the Raiders sitting at 2-5 right now, they would be picking 8th overall in the draft. I mean, those are teams that I think for sure at this juncture should not be delusional enough to think that they should be feeling confident that they still have a chance to go make a postseason run. So those would be at least a handful of teams. And they did push the trade deadline back. They pushed it back by like a week, maybe 2 weeks.
It's like 2 weeks. And to Shireen's point, she was like, they need to probably move it back another 2 weeks. Maybe you carry this thing into like, now could a player come in and make a difference? Sure. You know, the way the NFL season is right now, you know, you're through 8 weeks, but you have 9 more weeks. I mean, you could get an advantage if somebody comes in. I know that when we won the Super Bowl in Green Bay, we picked up Andre Rison like halfway through the season, and in games he played we were 8-0, including playoff games. And so there's ways to add players that can benefit you. And then, you know, I think you feel the same way, is if you were to go and trade for somebody, you want to trade for somebody that has multiple years left. You know, you're not looking at maybe the 10 games, you know, on this season, but you're looking at 10 games plus what you can get in the other years ahead. So, you know, if you were a team that, say you were the Indianapolis Colts or, you know, one of these teams that's the Green Bay Packers or something like that, and you make a trade, you know, because you're already at a high level, maybe you do it on a 1 year thing and just see if you can make something happen. But I think Dallas is kind of in a mode right now where they need to think about not only this year, but years to be. And, you know, it's funny. I just got a text message about, like, we're talking about cornerbacks and stuff. And, you know, Butler, from what I understand, Butler's ready for the Cowboys just when the coaches are ready for him. That's kind of where we're at right now with some of these players. You know, if you look at some of the guys that they have on that injured list, you know, maybe there's a couple of those guys that Dallas needs to think about, you know, adding back to the roster, you know. But the thing about it is you have to make changes to get these on. I'm just looking at my list here to my right. You know, when you look at Josh Butler, it seems like that he's ready to go. Cooper Beebe last week, it seemed like that everybody was ready for him. The coaches weren't ready for him. That's kind of what the vibe I'm getting. Perron Winfrey is another guy that seems to be ready. Coaches, you know, not ready for him. So, you know, this is the struggle that you go through right now when you're not playing well in certain spots, and you kind of wonder, okay, well, do we need to start thinking about trading guys out? Do we need, and I'm sorry, I kind of circled around with my info there with you because I just got that text about, because I had questions about BB and I had questions about Butler. And I'm like, okay, how can I get some guys to potentially help? You know, and that's a little bit of shocking news to me about with the thing with BB. If people felt good in the organization about him and the coaches wanted to go with Hoffman.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why you rack?
Wow, that's a pretty significant way of playing your roster. But also too, with all the problems you're having at corner, to not get Butler at least on the active list and see what you got in him, I think is another little telling sign.
Even Kalen Carson, right? Like, how can Kalen?
Yeah,
Carson
I mean, that's yeah, and this is where. This is where the struggles happen within an organization. When things are going along well, everything is smooth. Even the smallest little tweaks are not looked at as, oh, wow, that's what are we doing? But when you're playing poorly and you continue to run out the same players that might be playing poorly for you, when the potential of having guys on the roster and in the waiting that can maybe make a difference in some of these games, that's when as a personnel guy, I get a little bit like, okay. And this is the dynamic. And this is something we talk about a lot with the Dallas Cowboys, is that coaches, and I'm not against coaches. Please folks, don't think I'm against coaches. I'm against coaches when they try and do my job, but I don't try and do their job. Now, I could be critical of like, well, man, you know, why are we calling timeouts there? Why are we not playing this guy? Why are we not? I mean, there's things you question. But just, you know, I always told coaches, hey, I never called a third down defense. I'm not a third, you know, I'm not going to, but I could find you somebody that could stop somebody on third down. Just let me do my job that way. So this is the dynamic with the Cowboys and how much coach say, and then the fact that, you know, the Joneses wear that communication badge, like honor, like, oh, we communicate, we, the coaches and the scouts and everybody's, you know, and we're all in the same, maybe too many voices. Maybe this is where Jerry Jones needs to step up and say, no, we need to do this. Or maybe that Brian Schottenheimer needs to tell Matt Eberflus, we need to do this. There are some thoughts that Matt Eberflus has, like before the Commanders game, went in there and told Matt Eberflus, hey, we need to think about this more on defense. So that's the job and the responsibility of the general manager, and it's the responsibility of the head coach. If they're not getting what they want from this football team, or the way, you know, hey, we need to think about playing Perrion Winfrey instead of Mozzie Smith or JT, or, you know, we need to see somebody, you know, because some of these guys look pretty good in the preseason. And the fact that we're 9 weeks into the season and we're having these problems on defense, I think, and even maybe the offensive tackle too. If you look at Steele at right tackle, are you feeling great about Steele playing right tackle? I think he's the one guy along the offensive line. You're starting to see some slippage from Hoffman a little bit. You know, why not BB? Was BB what was the problem there? Why does maybe the medical staff or trainers feel like that he's good and the coaches don't? Those are questions that are costing you a football game. So there's a lot going on with this team, but it really starts up at the top. And, you know, that's when the general manager needs to step in and say, we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do this. And everybody better say yes, sir, and then march those orders. And if it doesn't work, then you try and figure out something else, because there's things obviously right now, by just letting people continue on this path, you're giving away football games.
Yeah, I don't know how you can leave some of these guys off the field right now that you haven't really gotten to see too much of, just to see, hey, can we find some sort of ingredients that can work here a little bit? Perrion Winfrey is a great name to throw out right there. Monzie Smith has no business being on an NFL field. I mean, Osa and Kenny Clark aren't playing much better. But
no, they sure are. But you got to try and find. To me, but that's the whole thing. They will tell you, well, coaches fall in love with their guys and they don't want to move on from guys. Instead of Mingo's the same way, you know, Tolbert, Mingo, I mean, Flournoy, whoever, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of moves that you can maybe make. And, you know, does it look as panicky moves? No, I think that you try and replace or see if you have something better. You know, and maybe some ways you do. Maybe having Carson on the field will be better. Maybe having Butler on the field would be better. You know, these are guys that are available, and maybe they won't. Maybe, but you know what? They're good enough to be on your team. You've kind of earmarked them as guys that, like, we want to keep them here. You put them in a category where, like, we'd like to use them in the future. But there needs to come a point in time where, like, listen, this is not working. And maybe we need to see something a little bit different.
Yeah, 100%. Couldn't agree more. And I think one of the big things that needs to change is just Brian Schottenheimer being much more aggressive when it comes to fourth downs and things like that.
Yeah.
You can't be punting. You can't be kicking field goals. I mean, there was a handful of egregious ones in that game. Like, Brian Schottenheimer's the only guy in the world that doesn't know his defense is a total disaster. And they're banged up in the secondary, even more so in that Broncos game. It's like, dude, you got to be, from the start of that game, you get the interception, you go down, that's four down territory there. When you're trying to punch it in instead of settling for a field goal. And then there were some other ones throughout the game. But Brian Schottenheimer's got to be a heck of a lot more aggressive. That's something that should be relatively easy to start implementing and do your best to try and save this defense any way that you can. And it's a shame the offense has to be 10 out of 10, basically, week in, week out. But that's the nature of it right now. So Schottenheimer needs to be a heck of a lot more aggressive. Can't wait to get BB back in the mix. Love the idea of maybe Nate Thomas at right tackle. But those are things offensively. Defensively, you're in a world of trouble right now, and I'd be putting anybody on the field right now who's healthy that I haven't gotten to really look at, just to see, okay, can they do anything for me here? So plenty of problems when it comes to the Cowboys defense overall. We looked at the way they draft defensive players, especially in the top 100 over the last 3 or 4 years, and they're just reaching on guys. And This is the fruits of that now. Your defense is basically dead balls last in almost every category. If it wasn't for the Bengals, you'd be 32 in all of them. So anyways, there it is. You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, presented by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Love of the Star podcast, as well as America's team, the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Stars. And all you have to do is call the on-time experts, and they'll come to your home the same day, backed by their stay warm guarantee. The fall weather here, especially locally in the DFW, it's happening. It is happening. Visit the ontimeexperts.com, click the book now button, and you will pay less over time because they correctly diagnose your issue and fix it right the first time.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random zit. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.